Welcome, welcome, welcome in America. This is Rodney Leatherman, broadcasting all across the USA. Today on this Independence Day, we're going to bring you a very special show. My great guest, Steve St. Angelo, is with me. How you doing, Steve?
Doing great, Rodney. Great to be here.
Well, I appreciate you being here with us on this special, special Independence Day celebration, this show where we're going to get into some things related to energy because it is the crux today, as it has been for thousands of years. The key to understanding really lies in energy because that's where we get our true power from, is our personal energy. So we're going to talk about that. But first, I want to talk about a bit about the history of independence and what it means and that first original document going back. Now, we all have heard of Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams. But John Adams, the second president, the first vice president, said that there was a man that has been forgotten by history that was very, very important to the actual cause of liberty. And that man was James Otis. Now, James Otis was a true lawyer, not a attorney at law, but a real lawyer back when we had real lawyers. And he actually had a case that he presented. Now, you see, the British, part of the issue with the king and governance is they had something called the writ of assistance. And the writ of assistance meant, basically, it gave the agents the authority to search anyone's private property at any time without probable cause. Now, you can see why this would be very disturbing. The king's agents, today, by the way, we have 1,650 plus federal agencies, plus untold numbers of state agencies, and then we have local agencies, and we have city agencies. You see, all these agencies have been created outside the authority of the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence was actually ratified and agreed to on July the 2nd. We celebrated on July the 4th. Today is Independence Day. So welcome in, listeners, wherever you're at. We encourage you to get your friends, neighbors, and relatives, share this website. The show will be archived. You can go live anywhere you are and hear the show. And Steve and I are going to get into it, but a bit more on the background of this document that was actually signed on this day in 1776. And basically it says, it's a simple document. It's on our website over at Drop Your Energy Bill. Go there and read it, share it today, tomorrow, this weekend, each and every day. Because it says, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinion of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to that separations. He goes on to say, and Thomas Jefferson penned this, there was a committee of five that actually did the final draft before it was signed off on and agreed to. Together, they say, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's the most important sentence, I think, in the entire, although the document is incredible, you've got to read it all for yourself. Doesn't take long to read it. It's very, very short. It's one pager, one sheeter, as we call it in the media business, right, Steve?
Yes.
It's a one-sheeter. And let me tell you, they said everything right there. Because people don't understand that you have the power and the authority, and only you can grant that through your consent to any government. See, we have no kings. This is what's so significant about this document and this day, is these men together for the first time in the history of the world, for the first time in the history of the world, declared that we now are able to only allow governance through our consent, that no king or legislative body can do it. Only we, through our consent, can do it. So it's interesting times that we live in, amazing times we live in, and how important energy is. Further a bit, I wanted to give, and I know listeners have heard this before, I wanted to go back and talk a bit about my family's history and the connection to Philadelphia, which is where this document was signed and agreed to. Now, September 27, 1727, my 10th grandfather stepped off the ship James Goodwill, which had crossed the Atlantic Ocean from Europe with his family and settled there in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, and worked for 7 years to buy 100 acres of land there, which he was deeded May 19, 1735. So my family was there in Philadelphia, and Philadelphia was chosen for many reasons, but it was chosen primarily because some say a central location, but it was a center for people who had left oppression and indebtment and servitude in Europe to come to a country to be free and to be independent. And Philadelphia was a center of that in the new colonies. And so my family settled there, and 17 of my direct descendants registered, fought in the Continental Army and the Pennsylvania regiments to attain something that these men declared that we were endowed by our Creator to have, and this was independence. So as I grew up understanding and knowing the family history that my family brought to this country and to this continued struggle, we see it more and more today. And so when I got involved with energy, one of the things I thought as a 16-year-old was, wow, wouldn't it be great to be energy independent too? Because I had this idea that, hey, we're free, we're independent people, right? So when we get back, Steve Santangelo and I, my great guest, srsrocco.com, are going to get into this thing about energy. And Steve's going to get us some history. We're going to talk about the past, the present, and the future with my great guest, Steve Santangelo, when we get back right here on Drop Your Energy Bill.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains and Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Remember walking down the beach, around the waterfalls, that fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all without filters. FrescoHealth.com.
Get your water and energy pack today. Save up to $400 a year, every year. The gift that gives back. Savings. Every day. DropYourEnergyBill.com, 877-224-1447, now.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains and Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com, that's ResortsLeConte.com.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit FrescoHealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's FrescoHealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains and Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Get your water and energy pack today. Save up to $400 a year every year. The gift that gives back. Savings every day. Drop your energybill.com. 877-224-1447 now.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click frescohealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, frescohealth.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
We are back. We are back. Welcome in. Happy Independence Day. Go to the website, read that Declaration of Independence, share it, spread it around your social media, read it to somebody. I mean, the Declaration of Independence is the foundation that created. You hear these politicians say, let's make America great again. Well, America became great because of that single document. Wouldn't you agree, Steve?
Yes, and it's definitely. And it's interesting how ironic we're talking about the country's independence, and we're also talking about energy independence or dependence. And so these are two very similar kind of ideologies.
Yeah, they really are. And see, it's all about energy. And you can go sign up over at the website, but I encourage you to get to Steve's website. I've got Steve on because he's done some amazing research. And like myself, Steve tries to break it down in a common sense, simple way so you can understand it. And he's done some great work over at srsroccoreport.com. And we're going to get into some history about how Steve got into this. Take it off, Steve.
Yeah, Rodney, I got interested in energy because I was interested in the precious metals. And precious metals are a good investment. They're good insurance against, you know, fiat money and all the debt. And so trying to figure out what was going to happen with the precious metals, the supply of precious metals, gold and silver, it's very correlated to the production of oil production. So when oil production in the world has gone up, actually almost exponentially in the last 100 years, the production of global metals, copper, gold, silver, and et cetera, they've all gone up in the same proportion. And so it was important to understand what was going to happen with the oil supply. And it's not just the oil supply. It's called the theory of peak oil. Some people may not believe in the theory of peak oil, but there is another aspect of the energy, and it's the energy return on investment. And that's one thing you cannot manipulate. You cannot. That's a factor that is pretty set in stone. And so,
well, let's back up a second so that our listeners understand. The theory of peak oil means that there's this belief, and they've heard it in the media, oh, we're going to run out of oil. We're going to run out of oil. We got to go to these alternatives. We got to change. We're going to run out of oil. So it's a theory, but there's really no true science to back it up, is there?
Well,
What is something that you've discovered, though, related to it, is the ease of accessing that energy, right?
Yes, there's always going to be a lot of oil in the ground. the problem is it economical to extract and use? That's really where it comes down to.
Right.
And so there will be, there actually has been a peak and plateau of the conventional oil, and that's the high quality, easy to get to. Now what we've been making up the difference in the last 10, 12 years is the unconventional, and that's U.S. shale oil, that's tar sands, oil sands in Canada, and then the ultra deep water. And that's very expensive. But the issue is, as we go to those unconventional oil sources, Rodney, the energy return on investment is becoming so much lower. And I think that's the issue that's not addressed by the analysts or by the overall industry, the market. They don't understand that it costs so much in energy to extract this energy. We're getting less from it. And because we have such a complex society with all these different aspects that need to be run by this energy, that's where the problems arise.
Well, hold on now. All these great financial people that we're supposed to trust and believe in, what you're telling me is that the most critical component, which obviously begins with our personal energy transmitted into the ability to pull energy out of the earth, oil, gas, etc., they don't equate energy to being part of the overall economic picture?
Yes, and since this global contagion, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I was just watching some of the CNBC and some of the financial analysts, and they had like four or five of them on one day. And one gentleman says that, he's not a big he doesn't really care about energy because it's been underperforming, low oil price. And he says, because I don't care about energy because it's only 2% of the S&P 500. Now, we've joked about this before, you and I, that without that 2%, there is no S&P 500. There is no
Right.
I do think that's the problem, Rodney. The financial analysts take for granted the energy.
There's no doubt about it. They don't understand it. You know, when we talk about the Declaration of Independence, back in 1776, we didn't have electricity, natural gas, or oil. And by 1850, this country, once we broke the shackles of the king and got from under all that tyranny, then we became the largest, most productive superpower in the world. In fact, we were so productive, we were more productive than most of the world combined, and we did it all without energy. But you touched on something earlier. Now we're energy dependent, and the goal for you and I is to help people learn how to become energy independent. So let's jump into the present situation. You say these analysts are not really 2%. It'd be funny, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be funny with these smart guys, their papers and all their pedigrees and everything that they got from some guy in some school, some building, if they didn't have any energy so they could show up to their interview?
That's exactly right. We take it for granted. And just to give you an idea of where we're at today, in the 1930s, the U.S. oil industry, they were producing 100 barrels of oil for the energy cost of one. And so that's an energy return on investment of 100 to 1. Now, as we went through all those really nice oil fields, the gushers in the 1910s and 20s, 30s and 40s, all of a sudden, by the 1970s, Rodney, the energy return on investment of U.S. oil fell to 30 to 1, and now when we're
cut by two thirds.
Yes, and now even though we're producing a lot of shale oil, energy return on investment is about 5 to 1. It's a 20th of what it was in the 30s, and tar sands is even less. It's 4 to 1 oil sands. So this is the issue. This energy that we're producing, the quality is so low because it costs so much energy to extract it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough to sustain our very complex society. And so that's where we're at right now. And unfortunately, even though, again, we're producing a lot of this, and we, believe it or not, Rodney, we're energy independent briefly in the United States. we were actually net exporters of oil or petroleum products for a very brief period of time, but now that's going to change, and we're going to go back to becoming very energy dependent.
Well, as you've mentioned before in some other interviews, Steve, these financial guys, they do understand this, and the bank people, they understand this. And so recently we had two major companies file bankruptcy because they seem to be able to gain this energy independence you mentioned. They seem to borrow from the future. And we've had a lot of people in the past talk about borrowing from the future. Nixon talked about it. Reagan talked about it. They all talk about borrowing from the future. These energy companies that file bankruptcy, they borrowed from the future to help create this energy independence. So was it an illusion, Steve?
Yes. And when you think about it this way, if we can take the word money or debt and then insert energy. So All that debt represents that the energy that was produced from shale wasn't enough. So we had to use other forms of steal and beg and borrow, other forms of energy to produce the shale oil, which was even natural gas. That's the issue. The debt represents an energy debt. And so even though it's supposed to be in the future, the debt has been put in the future, we've been actually stealing and getting other forms of energy to produce this shale because it really wasn't profitable, even though we're producing a lot of it. So this is, you're correct. This is I call it the energy predicament because there really isn't a solution to this situation. And even though the shale oil has allowed us to do a lot of things in the last 10, 12 years, we haven't solved any problems. And now we're stuck. We're going to hit what I call the energy cliff. And that is a very interesting thing to deal with in the future. A lot of people are not prepared for that.
I don't think anyone's prepared. And, of course, the purpose of my work and yours, we look at these things and try to understand. So if we go back to 1776 and we go through that period up to 1850 or so, we didn't have this energy, but yet we gained productivity. Everything was net zero. And as you know, we'll talk a bit about that if you want, and a little bit about this net zero ready house package we've done. So everybody can afford a house and should have a house, a home. But the energy today that the banks use to loan to oil companies that go bankrupt, and then the banks end up with the assets, doesn't the banks get that revenue from the energy of the people?
Yes.
The energy that we personally expend, and the banks end up with it so they can loan it. It's an amazing thing to contemplate and understand. My great guest, Steve St. Angelo, SRS, RoccoReport.com. I'm Rodney Leatherman, and I'll be back after these important messages with Steve for more info.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want to build affordable and customized net zero ready home packages delivered nationwide? Call 877-224-1447 or click energysourcehome.com. 877-224-1447 or energysourcehome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit resortslecompte.com. Resortslecompte.com. That's resortslecompte.com.
Get your water and energy pack today. Save up to $400 a year, every year. The gift that gives back. Savings. Every day. Drop your energybill.com, 877-224-1447 now.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco air cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco air cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit resortslecompte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Business opportunities are exploding in the field of renewable, sustainable green energy. People are needed in industries like new home construction, green building and remodeling, and land development using solar and net zero. Learn how to get started. Call Rodney at 877-224-1447.
Get your water and energy pack today. Save up to $400 a year, every year. The gift that gives back. Savings. Every day. Drop your energybill.com, 877-224-1447 now.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Remember walking down the beach? Around the waterfalls? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew. Eliminates them all without filters. FrescoHealth.com.
Get your water and energy pack today. Save up to $400 a year, every year. The gift that gives back. Savings. Every day. Drop your energybill.com, 877-224-1447 now.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Welcome in. This is Drop Your Energy Bill, Rodney Leatherman, with my great guest, Steve St. Angelo. And we wish you, the network, and everyone here, all the folks on the back end, a very happy Independence Day. This Independence Day celebration, you should celebrate independence every day. Right, Steve?
That's correct. And especially with energy.
Yeah, you see, understanding that the government is there through the consent of the governed. And that's true of any business. If there's a business out there and they're imposing dictatorial doctrines and things, if you don't like what they're doing, don't spend your energy, your currency. Remember, you've learned here that your personal energy is exchanged for currency, and then you go spend it. You spend it with these businesses to, quote, buy things that you want. If you don't agree with their doctrines or their philosophies, don't spend your energy with them. And that's what it comes down to. The reason this country became the light of the world is because of the energy that the people expended. You know, we were the healthiest country in the world at one time. Now we're among the sickest. We were the most financially solvent country in the world. Now that we're the biggest indebted country. We created all of our own resources here without importing things, and now we're dependent on imports. And it just goes on and on. So when we come to energy, and Steve, you mentioned the predicament we're in. I bet those financial analysts, if they're our age or a little older, remember the Arab oil embargo and setting in those lines, maybe getting some gas every other day and then paying 300-400% more for it. Huh? What do you think?
Yes. And you know, this, it's a lot has changed since then. We brought on a lot of different fields in the North Sea, and then Alaska came on. And so then we tapped into a lot of this unconventional. And so it's given us a lot of time. And you were correct as in saying that the United States was so powerful in the early, let's say, 20s, 30s, 40s. We were the Saudi Arabia during that time. We were basically the ones that supported all the allies with energy because we had all this tremendous oil reserves in the U.S. So it was the U.S. Reserves, oil reserves, and resources that won that war. That's what it really came down to. It was the energy that won the war. And so now when we look at the energy, where are we at today? It's important to know that the shale industry that has brought on, I mean, we're talking 8.3 million barrels of oil a day rotting. That's how much the shale industry has brought on. The problem with it is it declines 50% a year. And last year, the companies in the United States, they added 14,300 wells to produce this oil. And then if we added no new wells in 2018, then it would have lost 50%. So it's kind of we're on this treadmill. And so this is the problem with shale oil production. It's not sustainable. And I think – go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it's evidenced by these two major companies that filed bankruptcy, right? Why did they file bankruptcy if things were so great?
Yeah, they didn't make money. And interesting, Chesapeake, which filed bankruptcy and is now basically is trading at 2 cents a share, even though they did this huge reverse split. But it's the second largest shale gas producer in the U.S. Trading at about 2 cents a share if you take out this huge reverse split they did back in April. This is what the most important thing your listeners need to understand. The rig count that produces all this oil has collapsed 75% in a year, most of it in the last 3-4 months, which means...
Now, you mentioned something that I want to get to today. Back in the 70s, you said we were 30 barrels to get out 100 barrels. Back at in the teens when we had down in East Texas and we had all those great wells, they were one barrel of energy to get 100. Where are we at today, Steve? How many barrels of oil does it take today to extract how many barrels of oil?
Well, for the U.S. shale, according to some of these estimates, it's about one barrel of cost of energy gets five compared to 30 in 1970 and 100 in 1930s. Now, around the world, it's still higher, but that's also falling. This will happen everywhere. It's continuing to fall everywhere. It's just, you know, the U.S. is much lower because we're producing this very expensive, highly cost shale oil.
Leveraged oil.
And, like I said, because the drilling rig count, when you drill rigs and you add wells, has collapsed 75%. 600 drilling rigs are now offline. That means if you're not drilling those wells like this treadmill, production is really going to fall. And we're going to see that start to take place in the next 3 to 6 months. So these are things that are facing the U.S. economy and on its domestic oil production. And so it's going to impact other aspects, other energy sources such as natural gas and coal, which generate most of the electricity in the United States.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 60-65%. You know, people talk about renewables and solar and wind and all these other great things, but nobody ever stops to think about consumption. You see, we consume 24% of the world's energy, but yet we only make up 5% of the world's population. We waste, we waste, we waste, Steve. And the reason we do that is because we just take it for granted. We don't care. We pay the bill. We take our personal energy and exchange it. So what do we do going forward besides address and understand the consumption side first and get back to some basic things like our ancestors, our forefathers, the founders knew and understood, hard work and doing common sense things?
Yeah, that's correct. And you're right. What people don't realize, even though we brought on more wind and solar in the U.S. and globally, it only counts for it's less than 4% of our total
consumption. Right.
Fossil fuels, coal, oil, natural gas, is still 80%. That's where most of the consumption is, and it's the most condensed energy form. And so now the issue is moving forward. When we see a reduction in oil production, it's going to also impact coal and natural gas production, because oil is the number one. And so that means we could see higher prices in electricity. And in this Bloomberg article that just came out this month, it said that Americans now face a 25% jump in power bills, it's called the summer woes. And so Americans could see this summer a $50 increase on their home electric bill. And so this is the problem now. People they're going to have to pay a lot more money for their energy consumption.
Well, they said 25% equals $50 on average. I can tell you that that's way low because the average bill is about $350 a month. So 25% is closer to $100 a month, folks. So get ready for that. And you need to understand how to drop your energy bill. That's what we do. Sign up for the 0.70 Club. Email us info@dropyourenergybill. We got links to Steve and his website. You need to understand his research and what he's doing there. And realize, too, when we talk solar, wind, electric cars, we have to have batteries for the electric cars and solar and all these things and storage and transmission lines. All this stuff requires oil. It requires oil to do the performance side of it. You can't make a solar panel without oil, can you, Steve?
No, and I think that I always say that. You know, I call the renewable energy sector wind, solar, geothermal. I call them fossil fuel derivatives. You've got to burn a lot of that to make these things or to produce, manufacture these energy units. And if you could do that without using any fossil fuels, then that's one thing. But no, that's not the case. So there's going to be big problems with solar and wind. So the problem is going forward. People are going to have to learn how to make their they're going to have to do a lot more with less. And so it was interesting learning about your net zero homes, how you tend to do things where most people continue to do the wrong things. The building industry is doing the wrong things. Can you explain, like, what's the biggest energy loss in a home?
Well, the heating and cooling system loses or creates or uses 70% of your money. That's your biggest expenditure, then your water heater. And we teach common sense things here, but the concept of this net zero ready home is that people can have an affordable home. We're talking about a home package starting around $45 a foot, basically anywhere in the country for the material package. That includes the engineering and all the design benefits of it. So it doesn't require any expertise in the labor side to construct these. But the thing is, we've already engineered the energy use of it. So you're going to get minimum cost, and then you're going to enjoy the benefits. I'll tell you something. If every American owned a home, we would understand, and that home ownership begets citizenship. It begets community. It begets family. It solves so many problems if people had the ability to own their own land and own their own home. They become a lot more responsible. And then they understand the virtue of the Declaration of Independence, which is self-governance. See, we don't need a government to tell us we should be able to self-govern, meaning our families decide, our communities decide, and that's what we do. But sadly, so many people have been nurtured and brought up in this lackadaisical time where, oh, well, somebody else will take care of that, or somebody else will pay the utility bill. But for homeowners, they pay the utility bill, Steve, and energy is something that I hear it all the time. Well, my utility bills are out of control. Well, what are you doing about it? Well, I just pay it. Well,
I think the issue is, and you've taught me some interesting aspects here that you just take for granted. You take for granted that you're going to waste energy. And so you move into a home. It could be an older home or even a brand new home. And they say, well, this is a very energy efficient home. And then and then you find out when you start looking at what you're doing and then what these new homes are being energy efficient, they really aren't. And so, I mean, you had mentioned the typical utility bill for American is about $350 a month.
Yep.
A net zero home, what would be the typical for the typical house?
Up to 2,000 feet, you can get somewhere around $50 based on a 10-cent rate. 10 cent per kW rate. It's all electric. We don't do any gas. Now, gas has its place, as you mentioned, for electrical generation. It's great, and there are other uses for it. But in a home office or building, there's really no place for the economics of gas to work. And so electricity becomes the most energy efficient way to accomplish that for a lot of different reasons, and we can get into more of that. So, Steve Santangelo, let's talk about the future of where you think we're going with this whole energy predicament related to cost return, energy spent versus energy gained. We have to get more efficient. There's just no way around it, is there?
No, and the idea of, let's say this, as I mentioned, there's two aspects to the energy. There's the energy supply, and that's the number, how many barrels per day. And then there's also the quality, the energy return on investment. And so we always know the peak of something, like the U.S. peaked in conventional oil in 1970. And you really didn't know that the industry didn't understand that until they looked back and said, wow, we actually peaked. And so I think that's the issue. You won't understand peak until it's in the rearview mirror. However, this energy return on investment is going to continue to decline, and that's the reason why there's so much debt in the world. The debt is being used to offset this falling energy return on investment. So,
say that again and slow it down, because that's the most critical thing that people need to get through their heads. Say that one more time.
Well, when the U.S. Energy return on investment was 30-1 in 1970, and then we started peaking in our conventional. It was about 10 million barrels a day. As this conventional continued to fall, and by 2005, it was half. We were only producing 5 million barrels a day. And then we had to import 15 because we were using 20. And so what that did, Rodney, is we had to use a credit card, basically. And so we had to go further into debt to afford this. And that's one aspect. The other aspect is the more this energy return on investment declines, we have to use this debt to offset it. And that's the problem where we're at now. And now the debt is so high, the interest rates can't go high, because if the interest rates would go higher, especially public debt, you couldn't afford the interest payments. So the interest has to come down. That's why you can't make any money in the savings account. So this is where we're headed. And when we see a peak and decline in global oil production, which I believe we're going to see shortly, then we're going to see a decline in natural gas production and a decline in coal production. And so there's just going to be less energy around. And then that's why people need to understand they have to be more efficient with the energy that they get.
It's amazing that we've been singing this same song. I've been involved with this for many years, you know, all my career basically, and really always common sense would tell you, gosh, I mean, just use less, you pay less. See, that was my basis and still is. I mean, I just would rather take my personal energy and put it into other things I want. Yeah, I want to be comfortable. I don't want my refrigerator hot or, you know, these things. Nobody does. We want the conveniences, right? We've been spoiled that way. But, I mean, imagine being without these things, what kind of society we would have, how people would react to that. But you know something? The reality is, what you're saying is, that's a distinct possibility for those people who don't look ahead and prepare. Listen to this show, share it, love it, like it, get on your website, learn and understand what the research you've done and how significant it is. You know, these financial people, and I'm not going to knock anybody, but let's look at some realities. Wouldn't you be better off to take your money that's making you nothing and invest it in ways to drop your energy bill and then start doing things with, for example, precious metals? These things are going to get more expensive as a result of what you're talking about, because it's costing more to get it out of the ground. And when we talk about going green, which is kind of something that bothers me a little bit more and more nowadays because it's so overused. Back when it first started in the 70s and 80s, it was like, okay, let's become more responsible and environmentally aware. But now it's become political and it's politicized, and it just bothers me that the common sense part of it, saving energy, it's without saying that saving energy means less impact on the planet and cleaner air, cleaner water and all that, but it's been politicized, Steve, and that's the issue. Politics, the Declaration, the signers, There is no room for politics in this country. That's the issue, huh? You agree?
Yes, I agree.
All right, my friend, we'll be right back after these important words. Support our sponsors. They're the reason we're here. Thank you so much, and spread us, love us, like us. Steve and I'll be right back after these important words.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today. Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click energysourcehome.com. 877-224-1447 or energysourcehome.com today.
Get your water and energy pack today. Save up to $400 a year, every year. The gift that gives back. Savings. Every day. DropYourEnergyBill.com, 877-224-1447, now.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com, that's ResortsLeConte.com.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com. That's ResortsLeConte.com.
Famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Ever dream of building a new home? What if you could get a lower rate on your mortgage? What if all this costs no more than a normal house? For more information, call 877-224-1447. That's 877-224-1447.
Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Remember walking down the beach? That fresh, clean air? Get that every day with the Fresco Air Purifier. Click frescohealth.com. Cleans up any odor, smoke, pets, mold, mildew, eliminates them all, guaranteed. Check it out, frescohealth.com.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com, that's ResortsLeConte.com.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click EnergySourceHome.com. 877-224-1447 or EnergySourceHome.com today.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com, that's ResortsLeConte.com.
Get your water and energy pack today. Save up to $400 a year, every year. The gift that gives back. Savings. Every day. DropYourEnergyBill.com, 877-224-1447, now.
Now you can enjoy the cleanest air possible with the famous Fresco Air Cleaner. Call 1-877-224-1447. 1-877-224-1447. The Fresco Air Cleaner. It's a breath of fresh air.
Okay, welcome back in all across the USA. Happy Independence Day, wherever you're listening to us, from Maine to Malibu, from Miami to Michigan, and all across the world on the World Wide Web at Drop Your Energy Bill, info at Drop Your Energy Bill. My great guest, Steve Sant'Angelo, with me today. And we're talking Independence Day, we're talking energy independence, and we're talking energy dependence and how we've declined in our ability to obtain cheap, economical energy, and how we borrowed from the future. We're also talking about the Declaration of Independence and really how we can tie that together with today, because if we forget that most important document, remember, and Steve, every document created since then is supposed to be to enforce and validate that original Declaration of Independence, that all men are equal and free, and that government only exists by the consent of the governed. So I would encourage all of our listeners to get their friends, neighbors, and relatives and shop local, get back to community, get back to business, minimize the energy expended. Because in the big, big picture, you know that food, you know this, Steve, the average food consumed in this country travels 1,500 miles from wherever it comes from to the table. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and the modern U.S. agricultural harvesting, processing, and distribution system consumes 10 units of energy to deliver 1 calorie of energy on a dinner plate. And so that's
what? Hold on. Say that again and compare it to history, please.
Yes, well, if you and I take some simple farming tools and we go out in a garden, we can produce food at a 5-to-1 energy return on investment. That's a positive. However, with all this technology and we're shipping all this stuff and processing it, it takes so much more energy. It's like it's a loser. It's a 1-to-10 net energy loser. And the only way that works is with high-quality oil and energy. And so,
but Steve, everybody's got a smartphone. How could this happen?
Yeah, unfortunately, we've got amazed by all this wonderful technology, and we've kind of taken for granted the things that are really important, haven't we?
Steve Santangelo, my great guest, SRS Rocco Report. We're going to run out of time, as we always do. But, Steve, would you continue this conversation with me over at the website on a podcast? As soon as this broadcast is over, let's jump right over there and get into that some more, would you?
Certainly. There's so much to discuss.
Yeah, there really is. And we appreciate everybody joining us today on this Independence Day. Realize when Steve's talking about food, he's talking about energy. Energy is the foundation for everything. And without personal energy transferred into other energy, we call it currency. And there's no coincidences that your electric current is, or your currency is what you call money. It's all because of your personal energy expenditure. Drop your energy bill. Stick with us. Get over to the website. Steve and I are going to continue right after these messages at dropyourenergybill.com. Thank you for sharing us, loving us, and liking us. And we're here for you 24/7. Info at dropyourenergybill. Happy Independence Day, America.
Want to build? Affordable and customized? Net Zero Ready Home Packages, delivered nationwide. Call 877-224-1447 or click energysourcehome.com. 877-224-1447 or energysourcehome.com today. The famous Fresco for more than 20 years, the absolute best in air purification. Visit frescohealth.com or call 877-224-1447. That's frescohealth.com. Call or visit them online today.
Are you looking for a way to drop your energy bill while increasing the comfort of your home? Well, look no further than Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131. They specialize in new construction, retrofitting, and service. Rood Heating and Cooling, 479-968-3131.
Want a vacation? Want five-star luxury? Are the Great Smoky Mountains and Pigeon Forge calling you? Visit ResortsLeConte.com. ResortsLeConte.com, that's ResortsLeConte.com.